I'm closely involved here at Bradford and Bingley. Our first team get about 400 people to see their games. We've had over 1,000 people here today to watch the final.
Yeah, and they made a lot of noise, didn't they?
Fantastic. And as you say, the spirit of the game. Yes, it was. You know, we have to have a winner and you have to have losers, but I think everybody's won here in terms of the involvement. And personally, as a former sports minister, I've been to sporting events across the world. This is probably one of the best I've ever been to.
Well, that's some statement to make, isn't it? It really is. So what could we do with mixed ability rugby now, do you think?
I think that we should use it as a vanguard for other sports as well. I think we should be in a situation where other sports recognise what's taking place here this week. And my ambition is to turn this into a national centre for disability sport.
Oh, that would be fantastic. So how long do you think that could take?
Well, who knows?
Jerry, do you know?
I mean, we had good support from the government. The government have put... unfortunately, the sports minister couldn't get here today. It wasn't her fault. But we've had good support from a variety of agencies. So it shouldn't take that long, actually.
What I've certainly learned watching some of the games this week is that sport is really inclusive, isn't it? And I think there are a few things that can match sport in that respect.
When I was sports minister, I used to say to colleagues in every other department, I can bring you a sporting solution to your problems. I was the prisons minister for 2 years. What's the busiest place in a prison? The gym. Right. Educationally, you know, self-worth, self-esteem, health, prevention of... So sport can, and it does, change people's lives. And particularly today, with the mixed ability team, with people with Down syndrome, with cerebral palsy, with a whole range of disabilities, approved not what they can't do, but what they can do. And that's been superb.